I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by Best Lawn Care. On March the 22nd, around 9:30 p.m., two men entered Kohl's at 4000 South St. Peter's Parkway and stole approximately $1,500 worth of men's clothing before fleeing in a white newer model Dodge Durango, driven by an unknown person. Clear images of the suspect have been released, and authorities believe someone may recognize them. Anyone with information is urged to contact St. Peter's Police at 636-278-2222. The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld the language and cost protections of Proposition A, rejecting claims by business groups that the ballot measure was misleading. The court also stated it lacks jurisdiction to decide whether the measure violated the state's constitution's single subject rule or if post-election challenges to ballot wording are valid. Proposition A raises the state's minimum wage to $15 by 2026 and mandates 1 hour paid sick leave per 30 hours worked. While supported by over 500 businesses in Missouri, Business for a Healthy Economy Coalition, it faced opposition from the Missouri Chamber of Commerce, which criticized the ruling and is urging legislation to pass H.R. 567 to ease compliance burdens. Senate Democrats have blocked votes on the bill, and sick leave mandate takes effect on May the 1st. The Missouri Department of Conservation will host a free catch and release fishing for people with disabilities event on Saturday, May the 3rd from 10 a.m. till noon at Lake 15 at the August Bush Memorial Conservation Area. Open to individuals with disabilities age 7 and up, the ADA accessible event will provide all fishing gear, bait, and some adaptive equipment to help participants fish independently. MDC volunteers will offer guidance on baiting, casting, and other fishing basics. No permit is required, and participants are encouraged to bring snacks or a picnic. Nearly three decades after St. Charles County voters approved a tax to preserve open space, the county's Parks Department has grown into a robust system of 22 parks spanning over 4,400 acres. Founded in 1997, the department focuses on conserving natural and historic areas while offering recreational opportunities for all ages. Its latest development, the expanded Kinetic Park at Darden Prairie, features new amenities such as an indoor pickleball court, a playground, and a climbing gym alongside existing extreme sports facilities like Missouri's largest outdoor concrete skate course and massive asphalt pump track. Visitor numbers have surged from over 1.1 million in 2015 to 4.5 million today, with three more parks in development and plans for the 19-mile Darden Creek Blue Way Trail. The department continues to prioritize outdoor engagement and conservation across the county. News today brought to you by Best Lawn Care, offering fertilizer and weed control programs with over 23 years in business. You can find them online at mybestlawn.com, and their phone number is 636-200-3000. At Best Lawn Care, their slogan is, "We don't mow, we make it grow." If you use the code 1021 the river and let them know you heard about it here, they'll make a generous donation to the station and give you free grub control and mosquito treatment. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News.